This is Stefan Kappenschap for PHP Benelux, and tonight again I am introducing another speaker for our PHP Benelux conference in Antwerp. And tonight I'm talking to Corey. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Stefan.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm quite fine. Good to talk to you. You are one of the speakers for the PHP Benelux conference in Antwerp. So I would like to ask you to introduce yourself to the people that are listening.
Yeah, like you said, my name is Corey Nordmann. Currently, I'm studying computer science in Dortmund. I'm working on various open source PHP projects, most remarkably, for example, Easy Components and Arbit, where we get to the topic of my talk, and Philo, of course, which is a PHP CouchDB library.
Okay, cool. So you're a very busy man then.
Yeah, I just have really enjoy working on PHP open source projects. So I prefer to do this for my living currently to finance my studies, and yes, even in my free time.
Okay, that's very cool. Your talk is about basically PHP and using PHP with CouchDB.
Right.
Could you tell us a bit what your talk exactly will be about?
CouchDB is a new database which introduces a paradigm shift in using databases like we know up to now for PHP. Nowadays, most PHP applications are using MySQL or some other relational database management system. And when it comes to CouchDB, there are a lot of really remarkable differences. First, CouchDB is a document-based database and not a table row-based database like MySQL is. And there are some other differences. And I want to show and explain those differences and how they affect application development with PHP. And in the end, I hope that the audience will see how this can be really, really useful for their new PHP applications.
Right. So, because most web applications, at least from my point of view, are mostly about things that use the relations in a relational database. So, what would be a good application for these new document-based databases?
As you might have heard, I'm developing Arbit, an issue tracker on top of CouchDB, which also implements some kind of wiki. Those applications where you can see the concept of documents inside the applications are, of course, a very good fit for CouchDB. On the other hand, there are, of course, possibilities to express relations between single documents in CouchDB. You don't have any ensured by the database inter-document consistency in CouchDB, but you can do this in your PHP application yourself. So I would say there's nearly no application which does not work together or on top of a CouchDB. On the other hand, if you have really, if you have data which really has to use some kind of relational integrity, you are probably better with a common relational database management system.
Right, so you're basically pulling a lot of the logic that is currently, but with the traditional databases is put into the database. You're pulling that out of the database and into your application.
Yes, especially when it comes to integrity checks of your data. But most PHP applications I know, for example, do not use features of the database management system like foreign key constraints. So what they are doing is basically the same which is done in CouchDB, leaving the integrity checks in your PHP application, have some kind of graceful fallback if some comment in a block does not exist or some user data does not exist, and handle it on the application side. And CouchDB implement or PHP applications with CouchDB would have to implement it the same way.
Right, okay. So what about performance? Does it perform better then because it does not have to do all that on the database side?
CouchDB especially performs better when it comes to cluster setups, because there's no integrity between documents which have to be ensured. There is no need for communication between the single nodes in a cluster, so one cluster can act a lot faster. This consistency mechanism is called eventual consistency, and I will explain what this might mean for cluster setup in the talk too. On the other hand, there's the single node performance if you don't have a cluster setup. CouchDB is built on the Erlang VM, which is designed for highly concurrent systems. So you cannot easily max out the number of concurrent requests you can pass to one instance or one node of your CouchDB. So the performance is really good even on single systems. It's hard to compare with a relational database management system because what happens inside the database management system is so much different.
Right. So from what I've understood, because I've seen some talks about CouchDB, I've read something about it. Usually you would talk to CouchDB over some kind of REST API.
Correct. You can just use common HTTP REST calls to access and modify data in the CouchDB. The actual data is encoded in JSON, which is commonly usable by nearly any language or language environment we know.
Okay. But then you worked on something called Philo,
Right.
and that is an easy way of accessing CouchDB.
Yeah, there's some more things you want to do when using CouchDB, like synchronizing views with your database. Or CouchDB does not itself ensure some constraints on the data which you put into the database. So Philo can do this for you and also implements a small abstraction layer for documents and ensuring some kind of constraints for single fields in your documents. It also abstracts the HTTP communications, so you do not need to do this by yourself. On the other hand, it's really easy to access CouchDB just using the HTTP stream wrapper, which is enabled in PHP by default.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds very interesting. I'm very much looking forward to your talk. Is there some last thing that you would like to say to people that are considering going to your talk to convince them to come to your talk?
Yeah, CouchDB implements views, or what we know from relational database management is implemented in SQL for selectively accessing data in your database. CouchDB implements this using MapReduce views, commonly written in JavaScript, but also which can also be written in PHP. This is a quite complex topic and not that easy to understand. I won't cover the MapReduce algorithm or paradigm in my talk. I will focus on the higher level, which hopefully shows you how to develop applications against CouchDB. So if somebody expects me to show how to write views with CouchDB against CouchDB, I won't cover this in depth, but you can also ask me after my talk, and I will try to give everybody some kind of overview of over this.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. It was nice talking to you, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you in Antwerp.
I'm looking forward to the conference and to meet you there.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'll see you then.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.